About 15 minutes' time. Doctor Who, David Tennant, should be on the what kind of operation are we running where the big guest this morning just wandered out the lift by himself with our security guard? Doctor!
Hey, good morning.
There he is. Hey, Doctor.
How are you?
Give him a pair of headphones. You can play quickly Richie's game. Richie, DT's with us.
Good morning, DT.
Hi, Richie. Where are you?
Rusey Trent Valley.
Good. Sure.
We're playing a little game with him. He's going up to Manchester.
Has he been banished?
No, he's banished himself up there. What it is Richie's going to read out a seat number, David.
Yeah.
Please, if you want to nick this, I know he's sitting here for Jonathan Ross this weekend. I know why you're on the show today, to see the real master
here. Exactly.
Picking up ideas. You just got to guess whether it's a man or woman in the seat, David.
God, that's a good game.
It's good, isn't it? See?
That's great.
He's woken up now.
Yeah.
Richie, give him a seat number.
Coach C, moving to C, seat number 40.
C40 is traditionally a male seat.
That's what's got you where you are in life. It is a bloke. He's got a large suitcase, and he really should have stowed it in the luggage vestibule. He's blocking the aisle.
Ah,
brilliant. Okay, Richie, stay where you are.
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, I got it right.
Well, you can't. I mean, come on. I tell you what you've got.
Yeah,
a £10 voucher at Tesco's.
Excellent.
There you go. Helps. Yeah, it does. Okay, our guest is here then. So have you got your questions for David Tennant? But first of all, though, forget about David Tennant. I know that you're calling in because you want to play Richie's Train Guess Who. 0330-123-1215. Let's get the headlines now with Andy. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Played that for our special guest. He loves that song. David Tennant said, listen, I'm only coming off. You play a bit of Money for Nothing. For the,
I bought that on 7-inch single.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was the first?
Yeah.
David Tennant's with us this morning, and we'll be chatting to him. Obviously, of course, he's back on this weekend. What time's it on? Do you know?
6:45 Saturday night.
Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well trained.
Come
he's
on.
Ready. How many specials have you got this year then before we lose you?
I've got 4 left.
Crikey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So Easter.
Easter, and then we don't really know when the others are going out. Sometime in the autumn for the next one, and then there'll be a two-parter probably over Christmas, probably Christmas, New Year sort of thing.
This weekend, Michelle Ryan.
You bet.
Get on with her?
She was great, yeah.
You always got good chemistry with some of your co-stars.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, I wouldn't tell you what he was saying off air, listeners.
Well, just saying, you know... That's pretty good. Michelle Ryan, then.
Yeah.
And obviously the Christmas two-parter, Regeneration with the new guy.
Well, that's, yeah, my big finale. Yeah. Yeah.
How many weeks have you got left of filming?
About 7.5.
Is it going quickly?
It's flying in, yeah.
Right, OK, so we're going to chat some more to David in a minute. Are you happy to help us take part in Richie's Train Guess Who game?
It's Radio Gold, isn't it? If the Sony Awards nominations hadn't gone out yesterday, this would surely be clawing in another one, wouldn't it?
I think they'd be retracting that nomination right now. Richie, where are you now on that train?
Just been past the station called Stone, Christian.
Thank you very much. Richie's decided to take himself out of the show today and on a train ride up to Manchester. So, Richie, you've got some more seat numbers for us?
I've got 4 more ready for you.
Yes. All right, do you want to chuck DT, David Tennant, another one?
Okay, one for DT then, all right. C3 on Coach
D. It's a lady seat.
David, I'm afraid not. It's a middle-aged man with a cracking walrus-like tash.
Oh, fantastic.
Really? It's Terry Thomas.
Yeah. What's he doing? How do you know it's not a lady just going through the change?
It'd be quite a change if you saw the tash.
Okay, right. Sabah's on the line.
Good morning, Christian. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And good morning, Richie.
No, she wasn't interested. Yeah. Just me and the doctor. Nothing for the little tubby boy up on the train.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, Sabah, was that your name?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, he's getting a little bit snotty.
Yeah, testy with the members of the public. Come on, Richie.
Seat 13, Coach D, Sabah, please.
I think it's a lady.
Well done, it's a young lady asleep in a grey shawl.
Oh!
Sabah, you sound very posh to be listening to this kind of show. She was a classic FM caller or something.
No, I'm not. I'm in London.
Oh, yeah, where all the poor people live. Thank you very much, Sammy. You've won a Chevy prize. Dave in Rochdale, good morning.
Hi, Christian.
And David Tennant's here as well.
Yeah, no, I did, David. Yeah.
Morning,
hey.
Morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Business-like with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit awkward, you two there. And, wow. Right, Dave, you're playing with Richie.
Yeah, Dave, good morning. Seat 47 is yours. Seat 47. Oaksdale. It's a middle-aged lady wearing an ill-fitting pink black floral top and reading a presentation.
Hang on, there's a travel update on the train.
Again, please make sure you have all your personal belongings.
We're approaching Stoke-on-Trent. Sorry, Christian, this is an ill-timing announcement.
Brilliant, this game is brilliant. It's 7:43. After the travel news then, we're back with our special guest this morning, David Tenham.
Tesco Mobile. Top up £15 a month and we'll triple it to £45. Well, some networks are more famous, some more glamorous. So all that leaves us is generous. Triple your credit with Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Free credit for 010203 UK mobiles and mobile internet browsing. For activation details, see tescomobile.com.
Bring it in.
I fancy that, hearing that. okay, David Tennant's coming up next. Already the big questions are coming in. Annette in Crawley. David, please can you tell me what's wrong with Scotland? My dad lives in Peterborough and the train fare is over £30. Brilliant. Yeah, we'll put that to the doctor next. Dove's Kingdom of Rust on Absolute Radio 7:51. So we're joined by DT this morning, David Tennant.
Good morning.
So let's write. There's so many people that are emailing and texting from all over the world. Freezing in northern Alberta, Canada, is Tara Paris.
I have
stayed up late to listen to this program. Oh. This program, you can tell she's not a normal punter. This program, and just to hear Minister Tennant's lovely accent. Hopefully, it will give me a pleasant dream when I do go to bed.
Tara, I would love to give you a pleasant dream.
Have you had the pleasure of visiting Canada? Tara wants to know.
I haven't, Tara.
Well, you can travel back in time, because it is like the 1980s. I think they still wear an ice wash denim over there. Tara's never going to listen again, is she? Once DT goes.
I'd love to go to Canada. I've got some family in Canada, yeah. Never seen them.
Have you done the, what do you call it, they trace the old family tree?
Who do you think you are? Yeah. I have, yeah.
Did you do
that?
Yeah. And where are you from? I'm picking up a Scottish brogue, I think.
There's a hint of Scotland.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of Northern Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Celtic
brew. My family were involved in the Troubles and all that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did your one go out? I don't remember seeing that.
I don't know how you missed it, Christian. It was in all the listings,
the big ones.
Magazines.
Yeah,
it was huge.
They've even got that magazine of it now, haven't they?
I know. What? Yeah, and a book.
A book as well. It's this huge machine from that show.
You don't really know what's...
What extra demand is there to find out about Paxman's family tree?
It's a good question. What is the magazine full of?
Well, I don't know. It's the TV show, because I saw the Paxman one on the news, so I had to flick through it, and there's nothing extra about it.
Well, it's just retelling what was already on the telly.
Yes.
And then does it tell you how to find your own relatives, maybe?
Yes, in a collectible part work.
No, yeah,
I'm serious. Like, there's some old nan somewhere getting the old biro out, filling in the tree name by name.
Yeah,
it's a brilliant idea.
Part one with the free folder.
So listen, yeah, I know that David's going to tell us now what he's actually leaving Doctor Who to go and do.
I don't know. I have no plans.
Oh, come on now.
I have no plans.
Come on,
Christian.
Now.
If I did, I'd tell you.
Well, we know that's a lie. You go on a proper show.
I don't have. No, I've got nothing lined up. Nothing lined up.
That's not true. There's no way you would have left that show unless you got something pretty cool lined up.
Oh no, you got to take a deep breath and dive, haven't you?
Because it's a big decision. Because I know, seriously, right? It's been such a big success. To obviously, taking over from Echoscape was a good move. But then you've really made it your own. It's one of those, there isn't that much TV these days which you all sit down to watch together. At the same time, it's all kind of it's so different now. Watching TV, it's Sky Plus, and you watch it in your own time. But Doctor Who and stuff like Ant and Dick as well. There's old fashioned TV shows that whole families can watch. So the decision to leave a huge success like that must have been hard.
It was hard, yeah. But, the only other option is you sort of stay forever, really. I kind of thought, if I don't leave now, then I will just keep going until they chuck me out. And I'd rather go when I'll still miss it and when I'm still having a really good time. And better to go when they might, leave them wanting more, I think.
And was it kind of an easy decision to make? You must have agonised over this for months.
Sort of, yeah, I did. Because Russell T Davies is leaving, the head writer,
Did you know he was leaving first?
I knew he was leaving, and I sort of always thought I would probably leave at the same time as him.
Yeah.
But then Stephen Moffat, who's coming in to take over as the head writer, I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
And we chatted about the sort of ideas he had, and that nearly changed my mind. I was very close to thinking, oh, actually, yeah, not, you know, maybe just one more year. But then I thought, no, because I'll keep doing that forever unless I make a decision now. I'll still be there, and you know.
How did you resign? What do? Do you ring them up? Do you write out a little letter? How does that work in a job like yours? How do you resign?
Well, it was kind of being talked about because Russell was going and because Stephen was starting and there came a point where I was hedging my bets basically, and he eventually said, you know,
shameless.
We need to kind of finally know whether we're looking for somebody else. And I went and I sort of had a final little worry about it, and then decided and phoned him up and said, I think, you know.
And when you got off the phone, did you do that thing often when you have to make a sort of career decision that way? You got off the phone, oh no, what am I doing?
No, I didn't actually, which I took as a good sign, because I could have, it could have gone either way. And I thought, no, I think this is the right thing. Not that I won't miss it, and not that I won't be very sad when it finishes.
It's been a huge break off. How many months are you filming?
Well, that's been 9-10 months of the year.
For the last, 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
Crikey,
yeah.
What are you going to do with that free time?
Just going to sit on my sofa.
We've heard some of the early fruits of the next project on the show.
Yeah, what's that?
You know. And so after 8 o'clock, here's how I'm going to get the truth out of you. Because, listen, I know how it works. You have something lined up.
Do you know, I really don't.
You are. All right, you'll have a couple of projects.
There's some things that might happen, but, you know.
We have a lie detector machine.
Do you really?
Just
bring it on.
See that? Have you seen that thing
bring
there?
Bring it on.
Seen that?
Yeah, that stapler you're pointing at.
No,
you're going to threaten me with that, are you?
No. See this?
That's never a lie detector.
Oh, the mind games have started.
That's like something from a Wii.
Well, no. You put your hand in this, and this will measure your biorhythms.
Bring it on. Yeah? Bring it on.
So I'm going to take you through various projects that I've heard that you will be doing.
Okay.
This will not lie.
Yeah?
You will not lie.
I'm willing to
very
take
very nervous, stumbling over
any
there.
Any test.
Oh.
Any test you can bring up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You simply put your hand in here and this machine will not lie.
Okay.
Once Brian Acton fell apart, then. Once this thing fires up, we're soon. So don't go anywhere, people, because if you really want to know what David Tennant is doing next, we're going to reveal it next.
Okay.
This,
okay.
With this lie detector machine I have in my hand here.
Good, good.
Very uncomfortable over
can
there.
Can you give us tell us a lie now and see what happens?
Oh, listen, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's a detail. Come on.
then you'll try and work out how you can beat the lie detector machine.
Oh, I see.
Hey, listen, if you've got nothing to worry about,
nothing to worry about.
Fine.
Listen, I'm calm, I'm zen, I'm happy.
Sweating a lot now. We'll have it out of him. Radio, our special guest this morning is Doctor Who, David Tennant. He's back on this weekend, Big Easter special of Doctor Who, which is on at
6:45 Saturday night.
BBC One?
Yeah, of course.
And
BBC HD channel for the first time.
Oh, right, I might check it out on that.
Simulcast in HD, thank you.
David's just agreed that before he goes, we're going to look at his house, where he lives, Dot Two Fans, on Google Street Maps. So
yeah,
we'll be
that
doing
would be,
that.
That would be great, I think, yeah.
Can't believe you agreed to do it. Thanks for doing
I'm really
that.
Happy to
So it's
to
W...
give that
One, the postcode.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
4XQ. The trouble is now, we're going to have... Google's going to crash, because they won't hit... There'll be people all over the world trying to find his palace that he's moved into now. All right, so everyone wants to know what David Tennant is going to be doing next, because to make the leap from going from Doctor Who to something else is a big decision, so there's got to have been something planned here.
Nothing coming up. There's nothing coming up. Snow blindness in the diary.
Is all we've been hearing now for months.
Yeah.
No way. Your agent's phone isn't ringing off the... Right, okay, what about this?
I'm signing on, honestly. I'll be doing the W1.
How much is he entitled to?
I think it's £95, if he hasn't got substantial savings, but he probably has.
Well, he's a Time Lord. How old are you? 500 years old? The old pension you've been paying. With national insurance contributions alone, you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be sorted. Okay, so we've got a lie detector machine. This is... we spent over £5 million yesterday sourcing this lie detector machine.
It looks like you have spent some money anyway. Yeah.
There's a bit of it tip-exed out as well.
Yeah, why is that?
You'll find out in a minute, because it gives you a little bit of an electric zap if you lie, apparently. So we tip-exed out that bit. Right, Brian, how does the lie detector machine work?
Well, it's quite simple, Christian. David places his hand on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do that now?
Do it now.
I'm placing my hand on the machine.
Good.
Christian, you will ask him a question.
Mm-hmm. Is your name David Tennant?
Is it switched on?
And I'll press this button.
Right.
Do I answer now? When do I answer?
So I shall ask him again. Please tell me your name.
My name... Well, actually, my name is David McDonald.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
More voiceover work coming up then.
That means he's told the truth there, Christian, because it didn't go off.
Thank you.
There we go. You see? Machine works. Okay. Are you David Muckadee Tennant leaving Doctor Who in May?
Yes, I am.
What's that doing? What's it doing now? It's playing the Jaws theme. What's happening to it now, Bri? I'm scared. It's now analysing the data that's...
That's a lie.
What?!
According to the machine, apparently. It's very complicated.
It's not looking good for our lie detector machine, is it? Right, another question. Are you doing...
No, that's truth. Look, that's the truth button. That's lit up.
I didn't read the manual.
Yeah. What kind of interrogators are we?
Good.
The guy we're interrogating is actually helping us run this. Okay, are you... Brian, get it to work again. Are you going to do a big movie?
I have no plans at the present.
At the present, which means it's about...
Oh! Oh! Ah!
He got it! He got
liar!
It!
Liar!
Liar!
He gives you an electric shock!
Yeah, yeah. He leapt back from the thing. It zapped him. Is it quite a big zap?
Well, it's not a big zap, but it's a shock if you're not expecting
he
it.
He got shocked because he's lying. You signed up to do a movie.
I am not signed up to anything.
You're going to be doing movies next.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing next.
Well, yeah, a little half yes there. All right, let's continue these questions. Are you doing a
I'm nervous. I didn't realise there was actual physical pain involved in this.
Well, tell the truth and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing a sci-fi movie next?
No.
Let's see what the machine says. Analysing the no to a sci-fi movie. I've had lots of emails saying he's doing a sci-fi movie next with Russell T. Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Don't know. I think he's protesting too much. No, that's the truth. You're not doing that. Are you making a movie version of Hamlet, your hugely successful stage play?
I don't know.
Oh! Oh, the machine's going to zap you.
True. That's true. Thank you very much.
So you don't know?
Don't know.
So there might be a movie?
It's a possibility. It's been talked about and it would be good if we could make it work, but it's quite complicated.
Does this involve Hamlet hurting his back? And halfway through the film, someone else coming in.
No, that was the offstage. that'll be on the DVD extras.
It's just you from a wheelchair doing the rest of it, like Ironside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I needed a few weeks off. What can I say?
So is that true? Plans are afoot for a movie version?
Not a movie. A TV movie, I think, yeah.
Oh, come on, the career's going better than that.
No, we'd just do it. The plan, as I've heard it, is it would be quite a sort of small-scale thing for the BBC, I think. But
so they wouldn't just film like you doing it on stage?
No, I don't think so. I think we'd find a location and we'd do it. But it wouldn't be done like a full drama either. It would consciously betray its theatrical roots.
Here we go. He's becoming the actor. It was seamless, baby. I like the way you did that. And is this with Russell T. Davis or...?
It's with William Shakespeare.
Oh, he's good. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh.
The script's already written.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The jokes are the sound of it as well. Oh, that's very good on the doctor there. All right, another question then, Bri. Fire up the machine. Okay, David Tennant.
Yeah. Just giving me a hard Paddington stare is not going to help.
Are you in talks to do a new TV version of Columbo?
Oh, I wish I was, but I'm not.
You're not?
No, who said that?
Honestly, I went onto these internet forums yesterday. The stuff that's on there about what you're going to be doing next, apparently Columbo.
I'd love to do that, but... Yeah, truth. I'd love to do that, but there's no... First I've heard about it. Great idea, though. Let's do it.
One final question with the lie detector. This would be your biggest test. Did you like Sylvester McCoy as Doctor Who?
I thought he was terrific.
We'll see. You think Sylvester McCoy was a terrific Doctor Who?
Truth!
Oh, he's beaten the machine. Okay, right, we've got loads of questions from you that you've been emailing in over the next couple of days, and coming up 5 minutes' time, we'll take you through them. Absolute Radio. Distracted you, hasn't he? Yeah.
I'd written something down that I shouldn't have read out, so I didn't read it out.
Oh, fair enough. Absolute Radio travel with the new Renault Kangoo van. As comfortable as a car, as practical as a van. Visit renaultvans.co.uk.
Tesco Mobile. Top up £15 a month and we'll triple it to 45. Well, some networks are more famous, some more glamorous. So all that leaves us is generous. Triple your credit with Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Free credit for 010203 UK mobiles and mobile internet browsing. For activation details, see tescomobile.com.
Now I'm thinking, how's he going to be playing those? What he does Jonathan Ross's show this weekend. Jeff Lloyd. I have breakfast show chat to David Tennant this morning. It's 23 minutes past 8. Okay, so I've got loads of questions here that people have been emailing and texting in over the last couple of days for you. Can I go through some of these details?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, Leslie wants to know, how would you like to be remembered?
Fondly.
Okay. How's David really got a role in Taggart?
No, I've never had a role in Taggart. I auditioned about 1,700 times and they never wanted me.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, not 1,700. I went up for it five or six times when I was in Scotland, never got a part.
You've been rejected five or six times from Taggart?
Yeah.
What were you playing, like the corpse or...?
I went up for everything. I went up for... The first time I went up for a schoolboy... that was back in the days when I could get away with that. And I went up for everything in between and they never, ever wanted me.
That's I never knew that.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that David Tennant might make a guest appearance on Billy Piper's show, Secret Diary of a Cool Girl?
Do you know, there was a plan to do that in the first year.
That would have been
there
funny.
Was, there was a part...
I've heard the rumours.
Yeah. Steady on.
Sorry.
No, there wasn't. And I was going to do it and then the dates didn't work out and I couldn't do it.
What, as a client?
As one of her Johns. Yeah.
Did you know what the scene might involve?
I think it involved getting...
Yeah?
I think it involved some rains, I believe.
Okay. at your request or Billy's?
I was happy to be trussed up in any way that Billy saw fit.
Oh, God. Christian, how long... Christian, can you ask David, how long do you think it would be before we see him on the Doctor Who convention circuit selling his wares?
Who knows? No immediate plans, but...
Ka-ching.
Never say never.
Yeah. David, if you're sitting home watching the TV and a programme comes on that you are starring in, do you have to switch it off or can you watch it at ease? That's from Alexandra. I love that.
At ease. Question.
Yeah, it is. What will you do? Will you be watching this weekend at 6?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch when it goes out for the first time. You've got to watch it. And yeah, even if it's painful.
Who would you be watching it with? Which poor person has got that sort of weird audience?
I'm not sure. I'll,
Your girlfriend or a friend?
I'm not sure who I'll watch it with.
No, you'll decide on the time, won't you?
I'll decide on the night.
Whoever's on the couch next to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willie's up there.
Yeah.
Billy Piper, Freema, Catherine Tate, snog, marry, throw off a cliff.
I would marry all of them. In some strange Mormon ceremony. Are the Mormons the ones that can have more than one wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to write a Doctor Who episode, which monster would you use? You can only use one.
I'd use the Zygons because we haven't had them yet.
Okay. Yeah. If you could choose how the...
To your Christian today, just,
I've got no idea
no
what
idea
you're
talking about. Yeah.
Who are the Zygons?
The Zygons, well, they were great.
Sorry, they were on the periodic table. Were they one of the inert
That's
asses?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the old Zygons.
They're between Kryptonite and...
No, I'm 36 and don't live with Mum and Dad anymore, so no, I don't know who the Zygons are, okay?
Yeah, but that was when you were a kid, the Zygons.
Yeah, but I wasn't that kind of kid that would write down the baddies' names.
You just might have remembered. I mean, you know, don't get touchy about it. It's fine.
I'm not the one getting touchy about it.
We were just having a conversation.
Just because we found out you're doing a big action adventure movie with Arnie about Hamlet. Yeah, we're on to you. If you could choose how the 10th Doctor died, how would it be? There's a PS here. Love you and your hair. That's from Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe. Mm. Well, I don't need to choose because I've read the script. And it's kind of great.
What is it?
It's a big...
Don't make me get the lie detector back out.
Big finale.
Really?
Big finale. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're filming it quite soon.
Have you met the new guy?
We've chatted on the phone, yeah. We did meet, actually, years ago, really briefly. But because he's a friend of Billy's, because she's worked with him on Ruby and the Smoke. And I think he was one of her Johns as well. She's had most of equity. And he's great. He seems a very nice guy. Very up for it. Very, very, very pumped, I believe they say, in America.
And he's 26. This is a huge gig for any young actor, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but he's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
knows,
sure.
He knows he's, you know, he knows what it's all about. He'll be great.
What advice did you pass on to him?
Oh, you know, I kind of thought about it and I thought, well, who wants advice from me?
Because his life is going to change, because it changed yours as well. There's all the good stuff, then there's the harder stuff, as I guess all the tabloids are sort of following you everywhere.
You do have to kind of, you get up to speed with that quite quickly, because you have to, really. Yeah, that can be tricky now and again, but I don't think, you can't really offer advice about it. You've just got to learn how to roll with it, haven't you?
So how's the death?
Death, presupposed. I mean, you know, I can't say what's going to happen.
So you've already seen it. You're happy with it, though?
Oh, yeah. We're filming the final stories now. We're in the middle of it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
David, this is amazing about Dave. I'm sure most people know, but you were, as a kid, a huge fan of this TV show.
Yeah.
And someone's put it, said this is a great Christmas from Shona. You fulfilled a childhood dream by becoming the Time Lord. Do you have any other dreams that you'd still like to fulfil?
I don't really. The other one was, this is going to sound very sappy, but the other one was playing Hamlet at the RSC, so I've kind of, I know. Yeah,
that's brilliant. You can't at the age of what, 37 next week, have fulfilled all your dreams.
Yeah, 38 next week, unfortunately.
Oh dear, I was trying to be kind. The old showbiz age.
I was trying to be kind, but I'm
not quite off. You're being honest.
I know. I don't really know what to do. That's the reason why I don't know what I'm doing next. There's nothing left. That's it.
You forgot the other third dream.
What was that?
Every Little House. My daughter Yana would like to ask the following question. What was your best ever £2 buy? She's just bought a whoopee cushion over the weekend for £2. What's David? You strike me as a man who's a pound stretcher boy.
You bet.
Don't you buy that top over there?
Look after the pennies.
Yeah, what's that? Is that a top after a shell suit? You've been treating yourself with some of that money?
This is
a cheeky little nylon tracksuit.
Read the label, Christian. Look,
have you seen the watch? Have you seen the bling on that? Pete Diddy. Go on Google Earth. You'll just see a giant... What's that great big zirconia thing on your wrist? It's like a sundial made out of crystals.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very nice.
Thanks.
One final question. Are you going to keep the trench coat when you depart Who? She's put here, they've abbreviated Doctor Who now just to the Who. That's from Michelle. Are you going to nick anything? Any props?
Well, obviously it's BBC property, and in the current climate...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
In the current climate of editorial policy...
Ofcom?
Exactly. It'll probably have to be auctioned to pay for the Blue Peter cat or something. I don't know.
So you're not going to have anything away? Are you not going to keep a memento?
I don't know. I'll see what I can grab on the last day, maybe.
What about, have you got any...
It's all, and it all has to go on, doesn't it?
What about the sonic screwdriver? You're not going to take that with you?
Well, they'll need that.
Oh, they must have you can pocket one.
There are two sonic screwdrivers. There's one, and there's the spare, and they're in these kind of flight cases.
Oh, brilliant.
And they're worth a fortune.
I'd hope they would be in some sort of... Is it like a double-locking wooden veneer kind of...
No, it's a black thing, and it's about the size of... What's it, you know... It's like the size of a large wallet, but hard. And the prop man comes up and unlocks it and gives it to you.
So you obviously don't get to keep it at all?
Oh, no. No, and I have dropped it a couple of times, which doesn't, go down very well, because they are very expensive and quite breakable.
But that's all right. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines now on Absolute Radio. So David Tennant's been with us this morning, and he's back on over the Easter bank holiday. He's on at 6.
6:45, Saturday night. Planet of the Dead.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, Planet of the Dead.
So this one, okay, you've got Michelle Ryan in it, who's actually really good. Do you ever see any of the Bionic Woman?
Yeah, she was great in it, wasn't she?
I thought it was a very good show, because a lot of people think it got cancelled. Never got cancelled, it's just it came on sort of halfway through the big writer's strike.
Bad timing.
Yeah. What was she like to work with?
Terrific, fantastic,
Is it quite a bit, because she's very good at the action stuff now, so it's quite a physical one.
She's got quite a lot to do in this, she's done a lot of hanging upside down and running around.
Yeah, she's getting confused with the Billy Piper thing now, are you?
I'm not.
They all merge, don't they, in your head?
Oh no, they're all very individual.
They're all very individual.
Each one is very special.
And so you've got a couple more specials coming up of the year. Do you know who else is going to be in those with you?
Lindsay Duncan is in the next one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a different type of sidekick.
Yeah.
And my companion for the last two is Bernard Cribbins.
I didn't know Bernard was still alive.
Bernard Cribbins is very much alive.
Is he? All right, said Fred.
Yeah, exactly.
How did that happen?
Well, because he's been in the show playing Catherine's dad. And so Catherine is back too. But if you remember from the end of the last series,
I do.
She can never remember that I exist, or her brain will melt. So obviously that's... we've got to...
How are you going to get past that one?
Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
I will.
But Bernard's there to help out.
That's amazing. What's he meant to work with?
He is... fantastic.
I bet he is.
He is so brilliant.
How old is he? Because he was an old guy when I was a kid. He used to always be on TV a lot.
He's 80, but he's got more energy than most people you know. I mean, he's incredible. And just, he's a great actor. He's a great actor and got so many great stories as
well. Yeah, yeah, yes. Who's been some of your sort of favourites out of all the co-stars and guests that you've had on the show? Because you've had loads.
Had so many good people. Yeah. I don't want to pick favourites.
Yeah, but I've asked There's you to, so great. It's rude if you don't. Yeah?
We've had some great people. Who have we had? Bernard's great.
Can't even remember any of them. Can you believe
I can
that? What a flake.
So many.
Look at that. Your mind's gone a blank now. You
no.
can't. All right, give us three.
Give us three. All right. Derek Jacobi. Pauline Collins, we had. We've had Peter Kay.
Struggled
we've
there,
had
didn't
Mark
he?
Warren. We've
oh, fine,
had,
fine, fine. He's done four.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of. And then lots of people that are about to become huge stars.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, nice answer.
Over the years, we've talent spotted. Oh, we've had brilliant people.
Well, listen, while we're watching...
And there's loads of people in these final specials as well who I can't reveal at this moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, OK. Well, I'll be watching this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Thank you, as ever,
for
coming in and taking part in whatever we put you through, whenever you come on the show. It's never very straightforward, is it? The lie detector, the weirdness of everything. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, always a pleasure. Always
Good
a pleasure.
Good luck with Hamlet the movie.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Got out of him in the end.
If it happens, it'll be great.
Hamlet the movie out this summer. David co-star with Zac Efron.
That's right, yeah. He's playing Gertrude.
David, take care, mate. I hope I'll see you soon. Happy birthday for next week.
Thanks.